Ayo dura arani mairoga.
Ha. Okay mairi.
Sarari mairoga. Bobo. Boko.
Boko. Ai. Boko. Ai. Dit gaat best, dit gaat best. Weet je, je goede plakboek goed aan.
Nee, we gaan gooien voor, die plakboek gaan gooien voor.
Maisha, Maisha, Maisha.
Do you even know what is a plakboek?
Rerig. I had, let me, quick story.
Hit us.
I had a business in primary school. Because nobody could really do those plakboeks like me. And I would charge $5. Yes, because my mom had like a lot of magazines back in the day before Bonner magazine. Yes. We had Next. And so her books, like, literally dated back to 1996 and stuff. So I had a lot of stuff in the Home Choice books and stuff. So don't get me started.
Oh, sorry. I thought the black book was about, you know, about that time they used to put mostly dolikis and, you know.
Ah, no, she was running a business. She's way ahead of her time.
Let's try to, you know. Cut out.
No, you're not cutting me out.
because you do advance one. I just have one question. You told me a very deep story. How did I come back?
How did I come back from that? Stanley Moreka, ladies and gentlemen, on Fresh Breakfast with the NSK as well as the Shekwan. Yeah. Stanley Moreka, African Cobra, aka. You see, I told you it doesn't. I told you it doesn't. No, but you have to do it the right way, man. There's a whole thingy that you do. There's a whole thingy that. You see,
yes, no, that's a headline, you know. Yeah, that's a headline, man.
Stanley, you've been in the game for decades, okay?
Yeah.
It's not even a thing about Equip Dancing Academy.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. You've been a performer since primary school.
Yes.
And a lot of people that grew up with you, a lot of people that went to school with you, everyone that I spoke to doing research for this interview will tell you, he's in his path.
Yeah.
He's well within his path. But there's something else that came up, Stanley. Mm. Athletics.
Athletics, yes.
Ek verstaan jy was kom gevaarlik my bra.
You know the thing is that before I started to dance, I was a soccer player and an athlete. 100 and 200 meters in short put.
Do you think you're faster than me?
Hey.
Because let me give you context. Shekwan used to play netball for about 15 years.
You know that we have a history.
I know we do have a history. Okay. Yes, we'll get into it.
Okay.
He knows.
Now we're talking. Okay.
So when I was in a primary school, I used to run 100 and 200.
Mm.
I used to follow up. I used to represent regionals. And then when I went to my first high school, I won my introductory was basically winning the marathon. When was this Watermelon's Fierce?
Uh-huh.
It was that was Centaurus times.
That's what it was called back in the day, Watermelon Fierce.
Yeah,
it was
like a big watermelon.
Also had Adventure Car.
And then later on, I participated in the 100 and 200. I was just beating the records. I don't even know why. I was so excited.
Yeah.
And from there, I was mostly just part of the media prefect guy and all those things and stuff like that. So my athletical side came from athletics, basically. Soccer, I stopped because it was like a 12-minute sport. But now it was very risky also. And
was getting injured.
Then you need to get a crowd to have a group. Do you understand?
Mm.
But when I started to do athletics, I got to realize that it's your name they're screaming at.
Mm.
And then dancing came in because people are happy and they're dancing along, they're smiling. So I felt that, no, dancing has more hyperactive connectivity than athletics. Athletics is a distant thing. Dancing is a closure.
Mm.
Is it? Okay, so how long have you been, you know, with this academy? Obviously, we know. But how long have you been running with the academy? And looking back at how you started and where you are right now, what would you say are some of the just happy moments that you've had, man? What makes you? What is so fulfilling about your job or what you do?
That's a deep question because you know we are going through a lot of things.
I'm a very soulful woman, so questions will be very deep from this.
You should expect that.
I'm so sorry for the guy that put a ring on you. There will be lots of questions. You know?
Every time, baby, what are we having for breakfast? Look, ma'am, you must have eggs because it has magnesium and it talks to your soul. I'm just asking for breakfast.
So, to ask the question, you know, the path is one thing that motivated me was for the fact that I never stop. I'm consistent. And the fact that I'm consistent and I'm also kind of there for people, you know. I always want to help the other extra person. Our disciplinary already started way back. And it already started at home because, you know, I'm the only boy child that was at home.
Okay.
And get my sisters and stuff. So I always have to run away from home to chill with the most drug dealers and stuff like that. And one of the drug leaders, he was shot, you know, he was shot in front of me and he fell on me. And that was the memory that I ever had and changed my life to say that, whoa, this lifestyle is okay, but it's going to take you out of unexpectedly. So I changed my life. And the good thing is that they took care of me. They did their things, but they've never allowed me to be part of those things. So I know all type of way of handling drugs and pains and all those things, but I've never used them. And since then, I told myself, no, man, I need to change my life, you know.
You want better for yourself.
So I started stealing in shops to go sell at school to buy myself a running shoe. So the mindset just...
Look at that chain.
You understand? So I was still hooked because you can't just... That life, you can't just ignore out of it. So I was just hooked. So I used to steal in shop, especially chocolates and bars and stuff like that. And I sell at school. And the money that I got, I used to buy my running shoes because my parents, they were always complaining. And plus the thing is, I was running and reaching the nationals, and the guys were wearing spikes and stuff. I was just barefoot.
You did your races and in the beginning barefoot.
No, I was barefoot.
Me too.
I was barefoot.
You too.
I was barefoot. The funny thing is that I was so excited, but also something gives you so much blisters is that I train on a ground. You understand? Stones and rocky places, and then we have to go do regionals, and then there's this independent stadium where they say rubber
and
equipment and rubber thing. And it was so amazing. So every time I go on the field, I would always feel the rubber and stuff like that. So that basically make me to move forward and look into my life and be a person who I am in my art industry.
Stanley reminds me of that phenomena, right? Mm-hmm. Because you know, people in athletics, will always complain that the talent is there in high school,
yes,
but it never translates into university or never translates onto a national scale. If you were to continue, let's just say you didn't go on the dancing path, let's say if you continue with athletics, do you think you would have had an Olympic gold medal by now?
If I could have continued with athletics, I believe so. But you know, it was I don't want to lie with the live streams of back then. I would honestly say that if you are talented, you explore. You understand? You just don't have one goal.
Yeah.
So athletics was just as much as the same as I was doing soccer. I was also doing drawings and stuff like that. So and my favorite one, the one I always want to do, I want to become an architect. Do you understand? That was my aim. That was my goal.
That was actually your...
It was my goal to become an architect. But the athletics... to answer the question, in a dreamland, the question. I think yes, if I could have given necessary support and help, because Venduk High School also wanted to recruit me with a training.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. He saw me running at the regionals.
Quentin Silverwater?
I think it's probably Quentin.
Quentin. Yes.
Okay.
He approached me and he said that, no, come through. Let's see how we can work around with you. There was also a guy, I think I call him, it's a hero guy, man. It's a masculine guy. He was
running. Bethel Garamendu?
I
am a fan of athletics. I really am. I'm a fan of the sport. Yeah.
I was competing with him a lot. He was faster than me. He was advanced because he was his thing, you know. He was advanced. So he kind of motivated me to be. So I believe with the necessary assistance and support and especially the intellectual mindset to understand the world out there, I believe so.
Yeah, you were schooling at Emmanuel, right?
I was from at Centaurus and I went to Yan Yongar African.
Oh, yeah. But so the question still remains. Do you think you're faster than me?
I think what we can do is that the battle is on.
Let's you know what?
Ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls,
this is Fresh FM Athletics. The challenge is on.
Do you have heels on, by the way? Do you have heels on?
No.
You want to take the studio out in the streets now?
We
gonna go outside. We're gonna stream it live.
Here's the thing, right? Enike wants me to challenge Stanley while I'm wearing a jean and a white crisp shirt.
Yeah, it's not gonna be fair.
And a red lipstick.
Hey, why do ladies always do this? Hey,
plus, we have lots of meetings still after this.
Yeah.
Any meeting can sweat through me, bra.
I was told no food in the studio. Imagine no breath in the meeting.
Stick around. We've got Stanley Mareka, aka the African Cobra, in the studio. You can always WhatsApp us your questions. It's the man, the myth, it's the legend that's in the studio. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
So we have Mazo Ervan, I think, who's saying just go outside in the parking lot to run. Come on, the parking lot is open.
Like you're used to it also, Ned.
Sharpie, stick around, this is Fresh Breakfast.
The difference is...
It's King TD. Now King TD. Back then he was the dog, featuring Biblos, Jabule. It's 9:26. We've got Stanley Mareka in the building. Now Stanley, I need to do something for you. Okay, you always out here doing everything for everyone. There are possibly hundreds of people.
Yes.
Okay, hundreds of people that experience your mentorship.
Yes.
So what we've done is compile a few voice notes for you. Including Shaquan as well. Yes. We've compiled a couple of voice notes for you.
Voice notes, Gaza?
Yes.
Okay.
From people that you have mentored, for people that were part of your academy.
Yes.
Obviously, there's no way I could get hold of all of these hundreds of people, so I compiled a couple of people that were that are close to you, people that you really, really, really helped.
And I need put my headphones correctly, my dear.
Yes. So I need you to listen to this. Let's start off with the first voice note.
Okay.
Good morning, good morning, everyone, listeners. Talking about this guy in studio, Mareka. I met Mareka, I think, 20 years ago, when he's still smoking, when he started dancing in front of his house. And joined him. I started with him, went to theater school. From there, he went to African dance competition where he won. Had a great, great, great experience working with Stanley. It changed my life. Those years, I could not even speak English. He helped me a lot. We done many projects together. Today, I'm just saying thanks, Matamara guy. Thanks for what you taught me in the past, what you showed me in the past, what we went through together, how difficult it was, but in God was. The God was always there for us. That's why we are still friends. We're still together.
Amen.
So that's Casimiro. All right. Casimiro. Okay. I've got one more for you. I've got three more, actually. Let's get into it.
Hey, yo, NSK. Good morning to the world, man. And and a special good morning to Stanley Mareka.
Exactly.
Like, I just want to tell you, my brother, that you made a warrior out of me, just like you're a warrior. You know, you made a fighter out of me. I remember some of those workshops that we used to go through. I remember some of those hard trainings, you know, some of those things that we used to do. There was a time that we also did something like we went to the farm, you know, we did like a boot camp thing where I almost cried my eyes out and you know, it was
just wanted to go home.
It was one of the experiences that paved my career. I will always appreciate you, my guy. God bless you, your journey. One of the most hardworking people I know. You're a soldier, you're a fighter, you're a warrior. Keep going, man. I'll always love you. MJ, Mojo, Trauma. You know, I love you, man. Have a good one.
Love you too, Moji Moji.
That's Mojo. I've got one more here for you, Buddha. I've got one more here for you. This one is probably going to be very, very special for you, man.
Okay.
But you know what? Let me leave that one for last. Let me play this one. Listen to this one.
My name is Jordan Thomas, XEQ Dancer.
Jordan.
Stanley taught me how to respect my clients. At all times, do stay away from clients if you are not obligated to be connected to your clients. Always be professional, mind your work and perform it by at the highest level at all times. Energy, uniformity, and always be respective. That is who we are. EQ for life.
That's Jordan. Okay. Jordan. And then listen to this one. Listen to this one. This is the one that's probably going to bring some tears to his eyes, Shaquan. Listen to this.
Hello, hello, Stanley. This is Paya. I just wanted to take this time to say thank you very much for everything you've done and everything that you continue to do. You and Equip Dance Academy have played such a huge role in my life, and I do not take that for granted, honestly. The reason why I got that full ride scholarship is because of, you know, just being part of the academy since 2006, and I remember how we did the massive Shabin Raiders, and I talked a lot about that in my interview. And honestly, I don't take that for granted. I've learned so much about just having a strong work ethic and, you know, remembering why I started dancing in the first place, and then just being able to, you know, take the passion I have for dance with me, you know, in Europe and as well as in the US, and representing Namibia wherever I go. So I'm really grateful for you. Thank you very much for everything again. I love and appreciate you. Equipped will always be a part of me, and I'm so excited to continue seeing the great work that you are all doing. Peace, love. I cannot wait to, you know, be back and, you know, teach a dance class or participate in a class. And yeah, much love.
Oh my goodness, her voice is even grown.
Grown.
Pia Valley.
Pia Valley, can you believe it?
Oh my goodness. Oh man, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah. Wow.
No, that was really beautiful. And I really wanted to add on something as well. Hey, you know, Ineske actually didn't know that I actually danced with you for a while as well. And it just to probably tie in or wrap up what everyone else has said, but it's true, man. Honestly, Stanley, with the platform that you created, like, you created such a safe space for a lot of people. And I say this because I had a conversation with this guy. Man, he's got a lot of energy. I see he's on also on your profile. But the choreographer guy,
Firo.
Is that Firo?
Yeah.
Firo.
He's doing a dancing program with his basketball kids or something like that. In
You're probably talking about Sebastian. You're talking about Sebastian, probably.
Wait, the Sebastian that we used to dance with back in the days is the same Sebastian.
There were two Sebastians.
Okay.
Two
Sebastians. Okay, probably. Yeah, okay. This guy. So he basically also said that, you know what, he was on the streets and so forth and just doing this wrong things and stuff like that. And he discovered and, you know, grew this passion for dancing because of Stanley, you know. And then when I got to speak to the, because they were preparing for the Commonwealth, hey, we did an activation day. And I was talking to the kids and they were like, you know, dance really changed my life, hey. And I have to say that you really did create that safe space for a lot of us because, you know, we go through a lot, man, growing up at home and just at school and stuff like that. So really going to the theater school after school to dance and just get away from the world was really, really, it was a great space for us. So thank you for that from me to you.
No, I appreciate, I totally appreciate that. And, you know, it is true what you're saying that, because everybody, well, this is one thing I told myself, that everybody has its own timeline. Do you understand? Back then, when you came to me, it was because God gave you that time to be with me to avoid certain disturbance in life. So no matter how you are for 3 years with me or 2 years or 2 months or 6 months or whatever it is, but that time that I'm with you, I've always made sure that there's always discipline. I give you my all. That's why someone was asking me, like, yo, man, I was just there for 1 month and I already like feel like I've learned a lot, to understand? So I totally appreciate everybody and I'm still here for the new generation because I'm young and fresh.
Boys and girls, young and old, it's the man, it's the myth, it's the legend, African Cobra, Stanley Mareka. Thank you so much for your time, Buta. We wish you all the best with the road ahead, and we'll be keeping an eye on you.
Ah, definitely.
We will. Sharp is a mess.
Fresh mind.
Okay.
Namibia's breakfast never sounded this good.